everybody. You are listening to Criminal Masterminds on America Out Loud Talk Radio and Podcast Network. I am your host, Richard Tracy. Funny story, though. I was lounging and relaxing this other day, and, of course, had my phone attached to me at my hip, or mostly in my hand, you know, 2017 and all. I get a phone call from a number I'm not familiar with, and I let it go to voicemail like we normally do, like we normally should do, because, you know, telemarketers these days are just relentless on cell phones, too. You would imagine you're paying a phone bill, a pretty ridiculous phone bill, and telemarketers still have the nerve to call you, even at dinner time. Sometimes they even text you. And some people, I figure, don't get free texts, aren't on those unlimited plans, because, you know, you're like ancient and you're a grandfather and you can't comprehend that, you know, texts are just a form of communication these days. But anyway, what if, you know, you don't have free texts? Can you text back that person and say, hey, jerk off, I have to pay for these. And I'm paying for this particular text because I'm trying to articulate to you that I don't want any more ads sent to my text. And they continue to do so. Very, very frustrating. Enraging, as a matter of fact. But anyway, back to my story. So get this phone call. I let it go to voicemail. They leave a voice message. I said, okay, cool. I will listen to this telemarketer or automated service saying, hi, can you hear me? They got really clever these days. Now telemarketers are pretending like it's a regular conversation. Hi, can you hear me okay? Yeah, this is Sam with such and such. And you're like, oh, wow. For a moment, I thought that was a real conversation. But anyway, I get a voicemail. I listen to it. And this is what I hear.
Hey, Karen, just calling to make sure you got this. Coming back.
Hey, Karen. Just calling to make sure you got this. Call me back, right?
Hey, Karen, just calling to make sure you got this. Coming back.
All right. I'm not Karen. Karen never owned my phone. I've had my number for, oh boy, a decade at least. Maybe more. Definitely more. I am not Karen. I only know one Karen, and she's in Massachusetts. And she hasn't been in the state of whatever state I'm in. I won't disclose that state. But doubt he was calling her. Possible, but doubt it. And not to mention, I checked with this Karen in Massachusetts. I said, she said, no, I don't know who this is. Right? So, in my good, you know, kind demeanor, since I'm a nice guy, I, instead of calling the guy back, which would be kind of weird, it's like, hey, the number you called, man, asking for Karen, that's the wrong number, man. You got the wrong number. Nobody ever does that, all right? Nobody ever calls back a wrong number to tell them that, hey, you got the wrong number. We just don't do that. It's strange. If you do that, let me know why, and let me know how that works out for you. But due to our, you know, age in texting, I figured I'd be nice enough. I get free text, unlimited text. Send him a text. I wrote him a text saying, wrong number. Thinking that would be it and not get a reply back, I get a reply back. I was very surprised. I said, wow, maybe, wow, amazing. He's saying, probably saying, thank you, sorry for the issue. No. He says, Karen, quit playing. How was surgery, though? Question mark. He wrote though as T-H-O. So he is also very familiar with texting. It seems like texting would be his preferred method of communique with others, right? T-H-O. Karen, quit playing. How was surgery though? I'm like, oh boy, I finally got into one of those loops where somebody calls the wrong number and you have to convince the other person, uh-oh. Dude, I'm not Karen. You got the wrong number. I my entire life I've always wondered if there was such a conversation between anyone, and here I am, finding myself in this conversation via text. Although over a phone call, this would be entertaining too. I would have to tell him, like, dude, I'm such and such, and I'm banging your girl, Karen. I wonder if he'd get mad. Probably. But anyway, I replied saying, dude, I swear to God, you have the wrong number. And I'm hip to the texting game these days, too. So instead of writing the number, the word number out, I actually just wrote the number sign, right? He writes back saying, did you get a new phone? I'm sure this is Karen. I mean, at this point, you have to imagine my reaction. I'm like, this is amazing. I have to. Now I kind of want to see where this goes, see how far this goes. And thank God I get unlimited texts, right? I write, LOL, this is hilarious. I'm dying over here, bro. I'm definitely not Karen. But I hope Karen's surgery went well. He writes back. He writes, stop. STOOOOOOP. Stop. What guy writes, stop? What are we, in high school? I don't know. Maybe middle school. After he asks me to stop, he writes, is this some kind of a joke to you? Question mark. So he's not sure what's going on, and he thinks Karen is really tugging on his prick at this point. I write, I wrote, I'm a grown man, not named Karen. I live in whatever state. I wrote my state, but I'm not going to disclose it here. And it's effing freezing outside. Please don't ask me for a selfie to prove it to you. I am not joking at all, sir, but this is very amusing. This was back when it was cold outside. I just never got to it. I figured it'd be good, podcast material. But this really happened. It just happened a while ago when it was cold outside. Baby, it's cold outside. He writes back, and this is where he gets defensive. He's like, all right, something's wrong. Something's not computing. Oh, who is this? Who is this interfering with my game with Karen? He writes back saying, give Karen her phone back right now. This is her number. I write back saying, holy cow, dude. I'll take a picture of the snow outside if you'd like. You got snow where you are? And he writes, I'm in whatever city. We have some snow here. He keeps going. I said, Jesus, okay, well, I'm not Karen. You have the wrong number, or Karen gave you the wrong number, bud. This is where he turns into a white knight. He says, Karen would never lie. Don't accuse her of that. Exclamation point. I write back, okay, white knight. Then you goofed when you wrote her number down. The only Karen I know is in Boston, and I haven't spoken to her in years. He just doesn't give up. He writes, I'm 100% sure this is Karen. Joke's over, quote-unquote grown man. I'm getting douche chills at this point. So I got to write back. Clearly, you don't know this Karen very well. You don't even have the right number. And then he writes back, oh, wait, you're right, Karen. Oh, wait, you're right. Karen told me her real number. My bad, white knight. And I wrote, LOL, take care. And when he wrote white knight back, he wrote white knight, N-I-G-H-T. For those of you wondering what I'm referring to a white knight, like K-N-I-G-H-T. You know, the guy that's constantly on standby, waiting for this girl to be available, and she just never, ever becomes available. Wow, look at the time. 10 minutes into my yammering, and I'm still yet to cover a single story from BlueLivesMatter.blue. The first story up for bid is by Officer Blue. Violent sexual predator Randy Layton escapes treatment facility likely to commit more sex assaults. Well, that's frightening. He doesn't look like a nice guy at all. The fact that, you know, he's a assaulted somebody sexually also doesn't help. Phoenix, Arizona. A violent sex offender, Randy Layton, has escaped from a treatment facility. They have treatment facility here in quotation marks. Is that supposed to be a joke? I don't know. In Phoenix, where they were trying to teach him not to rape. They have facilities like this? All right. The escape happened on Saturday night at around 6:30 p.m. Randy Layton evaded Arizona State Hospital staff and cut off his GPS monitor. Well, there you go. Hospital staff aren't really good at, you know, containing people who commit rape. So if he committed rape, can I ask why he's committed to, like, a hospital and not... So clearly he's been through the process already. Maybe this is just like an out type of thing. Where, all right, you've done your time. Here's a GPS. But let's find out. Let's read more as I take a sip of my water too. I'm a little parched. Delicious water. Delicious well water. Authorities were slow to announce Randy Layton's escape and were even slower to identify him. Maybe because they didn't know he escaped right away. They have still not released the criminal history of or provided any further details on why he was incarcerated. A search of court records shows that Randy Layton was convicted of raping a child, although it hasn't been confirmed that this is the same Randy Layton who escaped. Okay, but we put up a photo of him. Might want to confirm this information, honestly, but okay. The Layton was Arizona State at the Arizona State Hospital as part of a court-ordered program for sexually violent persons who have completed their prison sentence and need treatment before being reintroduced to society. If they're not ready to be introduced into society, why are they under such low supervision? Right? Just GPS and a hospital staff. Guy wants to dip. I'd be getting out of the hospital too. Sometimes you're at the hospital, you're waiting hours just to get your IV changed. You know, you start noticing your blood dripping into the IV. That's what's a good indication. It's like, can you guys please? According to ABC 15, officials don't have much confidence that the treatment facility will have had any effect on Layton, as they have labeled him as a moderate risk to reoffend. So how likely is it? Moderate. I'd like to get a percentage on all the moderates that did it again. Layton may also go by ICE. You know, ICE. Like the little ice cubes that are in my drink. Not this one. Randy Fulkerson. Or Randy Valdez. He is 5'8" and he is 211 pounds. With brown hair and brown eyes. He has a cross, three dots, letters KM and Tina tattooed on his left hand. ICE, a cross and Tina on his left arm. Love on his right hand. And of course, 420 on his left forearm. What does that 420 mean? Does that mean he smokes marijuana? Probably. He was last seen wearing a black long sleeve shirt and a black shorts. He probably is not wearing that anymore. Probably not, considering, you know, the media is looking for him. And this website is giving me a hard time. Phoenix police have said that they are working on... are working with the hospital to investigate this. At this time, there are no report confirmed sightings of Randy Layton. Anyway, Layton has since escaped almost 24 hours ago. At this time, he could be anywhere. Anybody who blah, 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 if you've seen him, it'll be very nice if you report him. What else is there? Anyway, it's a cool video of a truck in Daytona on I-75. A tanker semi turns into a mushroom of a cloud of fire. Fire everywhere. Delta pilot smacks passenger not disciplined because it de-escalated the situation. Delta's been getting a lot of heat lately. I haven't been following. Here's a good story, or I hope it is. After armed standoff, SWAT arrests Morgan Varn. OMG zombie, kill it with fire, is the title of this article. Interesting, Officer Blue. I'm going to continue. There are great photos of a guy with dreadlocks. He looks normal. And then a white chick to the left of him with blonde hair, and her eyes look like the white parts of her eyes have been tattooed. That is just freaky. And she has tattoos all over the place, like everywhere. She looks disgusting. Lancaster County, South Carolina. After an hour's long SWAT standoff on Monday, officers arrested Morgan Varn and Jonathan Robinson. I gather Morgan is the zombie-looking one. According to WSOC, deputies were called to a townhome on Sandalbrook Road in Indian Island on Monday at 11:20 p.m. when a man said that he was robbed at gunpoint. Oh boy, deputies arrived and found the victim outside. The victim told the deputies that Morgan Van, 23, had invited him into her home. When he entered, he found Jonathan Robinson, 23, who was armed with a handgun. Varn threatened the victim with an ashtray. If you don't give me money, I'm going to make you ash that cigarette into this ashtray. And demanded his cell phone and cash. The victim was able to walk out and go to a neighbor's house to call for help. I'm assuming he gave up the phone because, he had to go to the neighbor's house to call for help. The three deputies ordered everybody to come out of the house, but Morgan Varn and Jonathan Robinson refused. SWAT and a negotiator were called to the scene, and authorities obtained a search warrant for the residence. The neighbors were evacuated as the SWAT team tried for hours to get the occupants to come out. Wow, can you imagine being those neighbors? Just trying, got a hockey game coming up. It's a weekend. You're just trying to relax. Or it's not the weekend. It's a weekday, and you're trying to get some sleep before you go to work the next day. And no, you can't. You have to get out of your house and stand outside or sit in a parked car somewhere away from your house, so these lunatics could be taken care of. Ugh. Anyway, finally, Varn and another woman exited the residence, but Robinson refused to come out. The SWAT team then made entry into the residence and took Robinson into custody. We had three people and pistol inside that home, and for hours did everything we could to get them to come out. Lancaster County Sheriff Barry Fail told the media, when they didn't, we had to go in and get them. Fortunately, no weapons were discharged and nobody was hurt. That is the outcome we always want. Jonathan Robinson was booked into the Lancaster County Jail on charges of armed robbery, kidnapping, possession of a firearm during the commission of a violent crime, a possession of a stolen pistol. And Morgan Varn was booked on charges of armed robbery, kidnapping, and malicious injury to personal property. What does that mean? Malicious injury. Can you injure property? No, you can, vandalize it, break it. I don't know. But anyway, that's that. At the end of that story. To all the folks that are listening to our program on a regular basis, I would request, please, 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 tell others about Criminal Masterminds, Richard Tracy, which would be me, and Blue Lives Matter .blue, or Blue Lives Matter in general. We got a great podcast going on a weekly basis. I think it's entertaining. Some people think it's actually everybody I speak to thinks it's entertaining. Some people come up to me on the street and say, "Hey, dude, that last podcast, that episode, that was really funny." No, I'm not kidding. Somebody actually did come up to me and say, "Dude, I listened to your last podcast. It was hilarious. It was awesome." And I was very flattered. I said, "Thank you so much." And for those wondering, How else you can listen to us? Well, you can go to iTunes. You can go to on your Android phone. Also, go on AmericaOutloud.com. You can find us there under podcasts. You can find other awesome podcasts there, and I always plug them, like Malcolm Out Loud and Randy Sutton's Blue Lives Radio. You want to hear a professional talk about this profession? Might want to listen to Randy Sutton. He probably knows what he's talking about versus you know, me. I got a few more years under his belt. Not to mention a few an extra in a few movies, and he was on Cops too. I watched an episode of Randy Sutton on Cops. Had those tan uniforms. I think he was somewhere in like Nevada or Vegas, maybe Vegas. He's a badass walking around, opening a car, pulling the guy out. That had a gun on him. All cool and casual with his smooth mustache and his revolver. I think it was a revolver. If not, it was a Beretta. It was something, you know, back in the day, back in the good old 80s. Yeah. So BlueLivesMatter.blue. Also check us out there. Go there, subscribe there, join the membership, get a bunch of rewards, support a good cause. You know, the police, the good guys. Yeah. So hang out for a bit. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. It's where we say, let the silent voices be heard. You'll find a whole host of shows and a great lineup back at AmericaOutloud.com. And also, get the apps. We now stream 24/7 on Android and Apple. Just look for America Out Loud Talk Radio.
I was hopeful that Al would show up today and join us, but unfortunately, he had to work and give us an update on the old man and how his old fellow, old man doing. He's taking care of his father-in-law. So we're going to give him a call and see what the update is. If he picks up the phone. I think this is the first phone call we've ever made on this.
Hello?
Hi, Al.
Hi, hello.
How are you, sir?
Great.
Are you working?
Sorry to miss your show today.
It's all right. You're kind of here with this phone. I hope it's working great.
I can hear you, but then I can hear myself.
Yeah,
echo, which is about 1 second in delay, and it's very distracting.
Well,
I'll follow your advice and not listen to this.
Well, you know, high budget here. You know, it sounds great on our end, so we don't need to mention how, you know, low budget it is, really.
Oh, it sounds great on this end. I can hear myself perfectly.
Oh, great. So can we. Hey, how's the old guy doing?
Oh, the old man. Yeah, I forgot. We're supposed to keep the count. It's two since last broadcast.
Two what?
Two number twos.
Two number twos. You're counting per day?
No. Since the last broadcast. He started with a bang immediately. The next morning after the show, he had one. Then he was good for about 6 days, and he had one in the morning.
Hang on a second. You're telling me that he only had two bowel movements since the last time we did the show?
No, two bowel movements in the diaper.
Oh, all in one diaper.
Well, two separate diapers.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, I got you. He normally makes it to the can.
Yeah, generally like 75% to 80% of the time he makes it to the can.
Okay, see, I misunderstood you. I misunderstood. Yeah.
I apologize.
How's work? You don't need to tell us where you work. Work is
I'm heading to work now, so that's why I could not come.
Oh.
Are you there by yourself?
I am by myself, and I did not play the Madonna
song
today.
Mikey didn't make it either?
I figure Mikey can't. Mikey's as blind as a bat in nighttime.
Oh, yeah.
It's the opposite.
And I think he also has an anniversary today.
Oh, is it his wedding anniversary?
Yeah, I think it's his sixth
wedding
anniversary or something.
Wow.
6 years.
6 years. That's a long time.
Being hitched.
Being hitched. Well, that's good. We should, you know what? We shall wish him a happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Michael.
Happy anniversary, Michael, on behalf of, you know what? On behalf of Blue Lives Matter, America Out Loud, and Criminal Masterminds, and every single person that listens to this podcast, officially, a Blue Lives Matter official congratulatory to Mikey.
That's great. hey, I'm looking forward to hearing Madonna's song.
I didn't play it. I'll try to pull it up real quick for you here. And
pull it up really quick. It brightens my day.
At some point, I will gladly play it for you. Maybe I'll, you know what? Maybe when I'm ready to punch out, I will play that song. Yeah.
Close with it.
I think I shall close with it. But what I'm going to do next is hang up on you and read a story about Fabio.
Fabio from the guy who hit the bird.
Yeah, he didn't hit the bird. The bird definitely hit him.
The
well,
bird
I guess
flew into him.
You know what? Birds never fly into anything. He definitely hit the bird then.
Yeah, he was a good-looking man.
I think he still is a good-looking guy.
He still is.
I remember
him on.
He is aging.
Acapulco Heat.
Oh, what? That was like an old series.
It's like old series, probably got canceled after a few seasons.
Probably
something
after
like,
a few episodes.
Like Baywatch/A-Team. Type of thing, I think. I never really watched it. I just remember he was on it.
I just remember one of the cop guys there. I guess he was in a specialized unit because he didn't wear cop clothes. He wore like a Hawaiian shirt. And he had a gun. And I remember he walked out into the street because some car was driving away, and he pointed the gun sideways.
Oh.
So because it was like it was cool looking. The cool factor, yeah. I guess
yeah,
so.
Cool.
Right. Right. All right.
Yeah.
Well, you be careful at work. Have fun.
You too.
Thank
you.
Enjoy
your studio.
I am enjoying my studio because I have all the windows open and there's a nice breeze blowing
like,
in.
Was it 30th floor in Manhattan?
Yes, absolutely. And
everything.
Yeah. We're in the city that never sleeps, the Big Apple.
And you.
And I'm in my. I'm literally wearing nothing but glasses, headphones, and underwear.
Oh yeah, what are your interns saying?
My interns are pulling up the Madonna song literally as we speak right now.
All right. Well, good. Good. I'll listen to it.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, thank you for perhaps next time you I will prep a bit more and have you contribute in addition to the diaper count.
As opposed to today. Yeah, you know, something more valuable than counting the soiled diapers.
I have to admit, two diapers in 1 week is not that bad. I mean, I'm also not the one changing it, but you know, I was thinking like maybe you'd have a complete meltdown and have like five.
Nah, it's I told you a couple weeks ago he had, I don't know, a home run when he had diarrhea and I had to change his diapers five times and all of them were soiled with number two.
That's terrible. That's awful.
You know, but you know what? I take it as a good day when I take the diaper off and all I see is that, yellowish thing inside. I'm like, hey, just urine. I don't have to deal with
Is he dehydrated that it's so yellow?
I think just over a couple times it just starts adding up a little bit. I don't know. He definitely drinks a lot.
Well, God bless him. God bless you. Yeah. Does he drink beer?
He loves beer. Yes. He usually drinks maybe one can a day or something, not more, because he's not really supposed to have too much alcohol.
Yeah, I talked to you about this. And I told him, I'm like, dude, he's 80 something years old. Give him as much beer as he wants. And then you said, you know, he's diabetic.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
He's still waiting for your beer. You told him that you're gonna bring it. So every time he's like, oh, where is this dick? Order.
Oh
he's,
no,
he's
I did say
beer.
Something. Oh, he's still holding me to it. I thought he was senile.
Senile, except for beer, you know.
Oh, he's like a beautiful mind. He's like he's Rain Man when it comes to beer.
Siberia. It's like math.
I thought he's gonna bring some Amstel.
Yeah. You can go and buy like what's the cheapest beer out there?
Ice House, Busch.
Just the worst. Tell me what's the worst beer out there?
Ice House. I'll say Ice House.
Well, get him Ice House, and I can bet he's gonna say, "Ah, it's good beer."
Oh, you know what? Actually, you know what? We're going to... All right, I'm going to start... I've been putting the Twitter off for a while. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start a Twitter thing, okay? All our listeners need to tell us what is the one beer that they think he's going to be like, ugh, this is garbage. Because I guarantee you there is not a single beer that he will dislike.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll start that Twitter and I'll get a plethora of... I'll probably just get like two, hey, Bush and Hurricane. Yeah. Steel Reserve. Oh, you know what? Steel Reserve might be the nastiest thing ever. It's malt liquor.
The only thing I've been buying him like actual pretty decent beer. From what I know, I'm not a beer drinker.
Buy him some garbage and see what happens. O'Doul's. It doesn't even have alcohol on it.
Okay, O'Doul's. Okay. I usually just go look at the price tag, and if it's around $10, I assume it's decent.
Oh, that's it's actually like decent beer. Yeah, you're not buying him crap.
Heineken.
Those are average beers.
Perini. What is it? Perini.
I don't know.
Italian beer. Yeah, I don't know.
Speak of Italian, Fabio's Italian. Fabio Lanzoni. Right. Okay, well, take care. Live long and prosper. Be safe at work.
Yeah. You too.
Go lock up some bad guys.
Thanks.
Okay, good job.
Bye-bye.
Well done. Bye-bye. Oh, what a great conversation that was. Yeah. All right. Well, Fabio here supports the police, according to Blue Lives Matter. Blue, Officer Blue again. Hey, when am I going to read a story about by Cowgirl or that cover wife? Shout out to you ladies. Come on, step up your game. I need to read some. I also skip over like 10 articles sometimes. So, you know, Fabio here apparently got on Fox and Friends and supported the police. Fabio, an Italian immigrant, went to Fox News to stand up for the police and attack the way that California is handling law enforcement. Fabio, whose name is Fabio Lanzoni. And it sounds like Tony, what are you going to have? I'm going to have some of the baked Lanzoni. And a little bit of mozzarella on that Lanzoni. Would you like the baked Lanzoni and you want the fried Lanzoni? And it's a very difficult situation, but I'm pretty hungry, so I'm just going to have the fried Lanzoni. Fabio, whose name is Fabio Lanzoni, has spent the past 20 years living in California as an actor and a model, while he just became an American citizen last year. He has plenty of experience living with California politics. I bet taxes is one of them. You know, making the amount of money that Fabio... there was a point some time ago, maybe... I don't know. I remember like 15 years ago, maybe. He was everywhere. Fabio was on the television very, very often. And I would imagine he'd be making a lot of money. But with all that money, living in California, I would imagine you'd be paying a lot of taxes. So I would imagine Fabio is pretty pissed and regarding all the money he had to give to that a leech of a state, tax leeching or taxing. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, you know what I'm trying to say is California is basically like a leech on your wallet. Anyway, 20 years living in California as an actor and a model while he just became an American citizen last year. He blah, 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 blah. He says California is a mess, he said. You know, coming from Europe, I already say this movie before. That doesn't make any sense. He continued instead, saying, instead of deciding to take the side of law enforcement, Governor Jerry Brown took the side of the criminal. Oh, Fabio went on to blast Governor Jerry Brown for lying to Californians when he told them that with Proposition 57, they would only be releasing nonviolent criminals. But violent criminals are being dumped back into the population. Proposition 57 was supposed to save the state money by releasing nonviolent criminals. However, according to a fact check, I do hate that phrase, especially after last election. Fact check. Put out by the Association of Deputy District Attorneys, quote, nonviolent, end quote, in California can mean assault with a deadly weapon on a peace officer, battery with serious bodily injury. That's like a felony in some states. Solicitation of to commit murder, inflicting corporal injury on a child, like spanking your kid. That's not too bad. First degree burglary. Which is, I would imagine if it's first-degree burglary, it's on top of the list of all the burglaries to commit. Raping an unconscious person. That's terrible. You're releasing somebody who would rape an unconscious person early. Maybe it was that guy that was with the GPS unit that everybody's looking for. Human trafficking involving a minor. Oof. Participation. Holy moly. I apologize. Participation in a street gang. Exploding a destructive device with intent to cause injury. Yes, setting off a bomb in a public place. Wow. Oh, that's not bad. There's a lot of stuff you could do in California and just get away with it. I apologize for yawning, everybody. I spent the past month or two trying to sell my house. And it's exhausting. And I'm finally narrowing down to the finish line. And I'm almost there, but I'm just so freaking tired. And then factor in work and childcare and taking care of everybody. And then podcasting, of course. My passion and my heart goes out to these podcasts. So I do apologize for the one and only yawn that I've ever allowed to carry across these digital waves. I know I might have yawned in the past before, but despite the mayor of San Diego, two senators, over 25 congressmen, 50 district attorneys, 27 sheriffs, and 19 police chiefs opposing the Proposition 57, it was voted into law with backing of Governor Jerry Brown. So, quote, we have to stand behind the police, not behind the criminal. Look at Fabio. Fabio's getting old.
You know, is a mess. You know, it's like coming from Europe, I already saw this movie before. So, you know.
Coming from Europe, you know, I already seen this movie before.
Oh, okay. He does need to cut his hair. Okay, Fabio's done, all right? He's no longer making the amount of money, or at least he's not no longer preserving the celeb status that he had in the past. Time to cut that hair. It's thinning right at the top of the forehead. His phenomenal Fabio chiseled jaw is no longer chiseled. It kind of just it looked like it just absorbed some moisture, and now it's just a little full, you know, soft. Oh, Fabio. A bird flew into that face. Just remember that. Let's listen to him. He's a good guy.
Instead, to take the size of the law enforcement, you know, Governor Jerry Brown took the size of the criminal. And, you know, and he's the champion of Proposition 57. He went on TV and talked about then he's going to release nonviolent criminals because California has no money and cost about $100 million to keep these people in jail. So the only problem, he lied to people. He sold people on lies. He told the people this criminal, they were nonviolent. Oh, it's just people, they got arrested for a bag of marijuana.
Baggy marijuana. Anyway, well, to say the least, Fabio supports the police in this instance. Any politician that wants to come over here and, you know, prove me otherwise, I will immediately, my first question is, how did you get here? Well, I was driven here by my chauffeur. I was driven here, and I am getting paid right now to do a radio interview by county dollars or state dollars or whatever in my nice Suburban or Lincoln town car, whichever. They claim it's like, all right, well, we need to cut down on this. We need to cut down on that. We need to cut down on this. And then turns around and spends $60,000 to renovate his bathroom in his office, or give himself and his fellow constituents, that's a difficult word, give themselves a 17.5% raise, in some instances a 30% raise, when they're already making six digits. And some of them claim that, oh, it's too expensive to reside where we're supposed to reside, so we're going to give ourselves a raise. Yet first responders get a measly 1%. There, that's a politician for you, sir and ma'am, ladies and gentlemen. No, I'm not joking. I'm very serious. It's a very serious and difficult situation. And yes, here we are. Cell phone video has been released showing an assault on Officer Anthony Federico, which resulted in him defending himself and being charged with a felony assault. The incident happened on May 8th, 2016, reports just before 3 a.m. 3 a.m., that's late at night. I'm in bed by that time. Officers Federico responded to an assault on South Park Avenue near Merrick Road. One of the subjects involved in the fight, Kevin Cavana, 25, was being helped off the ground by Brandon Cavana, his brother maybe, 20. Officer Federico approached the two to get information from them. Both suspects were allegedly intoxicated. Kevin had a 0.20 blood alcohol level and cocaine in his system at the time of the attack. Okay. Kevin suddenly attacked Officer Federico, hitting him in the head. After that strike is when the video starts. Ah, okay. In what appears to be an intentional edit to remove the attack on the officer. The officer, Federico, grabbed Kevin to place him into custody, and Kevin responded by resisting arrest. The officer pushed the suspect up against the fence in the struggle to control him. And then the suspect grabbed the officer by the back of the neck and grabbed at the officer near his gun. Ooh, that's scary. Officer Anthony Federico deployed his taser. That's when Brendan can be seen in the video kicking the officer, Officer Federico, facing two people assaulting him. The officer defended himself by hitting Brandon in the head with his taser, causing a 6-centimeter laceration which needed stitches. Despite Brandon's kick being clear in the video, he and his friends screamed that they never touched the officer while Brandon continued to push back against the officer, resisting arrest. When help came, Officer Federico attempted to regain control of Kevin, who could again be seen continuing to resist arrest, pushing and kicking the officer while Kevin's friend screamed, "You are a effing pig." Both men were taken into custody.
Why are you grabbing him? What are you doing?
Oh, boy. So he's grabbing at him. Oh, yeah, he definitely kicked him. He definitely kicked him. Yeah, I could see that. So here's the thing. He got hit in the head already by these guys. Then the video starts, and they're just basically attacking him. I don't know. There's more to it, obviously, but it's utter and complete chaos. And of course, the people surrounding the officer, that doesn't help either. He didn't even do anything. I doubt the officer responded that way if he didn't do anything, considering he got hit in the head. Okay, and the guy's not listening to him. The guy's got his hands together. Oof, yeah, that's a taser, my friend. Where's backup? Oh, it's coming. Here it is. Alcohol, ladies and gentlemen. Alcohol does not help. Neither does cocaine, I would imagine. Neither does cocaine. It continues on. They're yelling. They're screaming. Here is another thing that would probably help. If the guy rolled on his stomach and put his hands behind his back, it would be over immediately. But instead, he's rolling around. He's resisting arrest. And there's some more fighting. Some more screaming. Some more tasing. And what else is here? At least all this is bleeped out. I don't have to go back and bleep any of this out later. You know how exhausting that is? There's more backup. There's more backup. They're putting him into custody. Oh, she said, calling him an effing pig. She sounds sober. POS, she's calling him. All right. Anyway, everybody's in custody now. Oh no, the guy's continuing to resist arrest. Yeah. There you go, folks. Yeah, really, if a police officer gets on scene, just comply. None of this makes any videos. None of this makes any news. It's not the latest headlines and police brutality or anything like that. Why? Because the officer had a reason to come out there and ask you a couple questions. You answered them in the best polite manner that you possibly could. Sure, you're allowed to be stressed. Sure, you're allowed to be frustrated. Of course. I would imagine when the police gets called out, they don't get called out to happy situations. They get called out to stressful situations. Of course, it's understandable. But you should never be so frustrated that your first reaction to a police officer is to punch him in the face. Probably not going to work out very well for you. No matter what. Anyway, I'm getting distracted. There's a video game that just is due to come out this year in November 3rd. It's a Call of Duty World War II. Speaking of distractions, I just saw an ad and it looks so good. Actual in-game footage. If you go to callofduty.com and type in WWII or just Google Call of Duty World War II game trailer. It looks freaking awesome. Looks really good. A little D-Day action. The trailer opens up with they're on the beach. The beaches of Omaha. And the Nazis are just blasting away. It looks really good. Looks awesome. All these planes. Some tanks. Some more Nazis. Some American Rangers. It's like Saving Private Ryan. And the graphics look phenomenal. The graphics look realistic. I always thought when people would say like these mass shootings would happen and some of these teenagers would do some of the killings. Some of the politicians or obviously everybody, the whole country would sit there and discuss, you know, how what contributed to the youth's violent behavior. And they said it's this music that they listen to. It's this whatever. It's the movies that they watch. It's the video games that they play. And I grew up on, you know, the good old Sega Genesis. And oh, whoa! He just bashed that Nazi's head in with that Nazi's helmet. This game looks excellent. But anyway, I was back to my point. What I'm trying to say is that I grew up on some like 16-bit graphics. You know, not very realistic at all. And I just never saw, it's like, how could anybody be influenced from, I don't know, give me a game, like the Terminator 2 arcade on Sega Genesis. Oh, I all of a sudden want to go and start killing people. I don't know if that's really, there's a link there. But as the games got better and better and better, I started to think like, wow, what? This is pretty intense. Like I'm really involved here. Like I'm like when I first played Grand Theft Auto 3, I would you could literally do this. You could get in a car. You can drive down the street and there's a hooker standing on the sidewalk. And the hooker will walk up to your car. And the hooker, prostitute for those who don't know what a hooker is. She'd say, hey, you want to get some? You know, you're like, oh, yeah, get in the car. She walks around, gets in your car. Now, this is before, like, graphics got really good. So, it's just, you know, you sit, shows the car, the back of the car. You're in a driver's seat. And the prostitute's in the passenger seat. And you drive to an alley or some secluded area. And they start having sex in the car. You see the car shaking and rattling. You hear sex moans and noises from the inside. But, I mean, the graphics weren't that good. They just kept the two people in the same, in the two seats. So if you look closely, it's like, oh, they're not really having sex. It's just the car is shaking with two people sitting there literally behind, you know, one in the driver's seat, one in the passenger seat, and they're not even touching each other. But so once she's done, you see your money count go down because she's taking money for the services. As she gets out, you can literally get out of the car. You can take out a bat. You can beat the hooker to death, and then you can take the money because she's going to start dropping the money when she dies. That's everybody in Grand Theft Auto. Whenever somebody dies, some of them, depending on how much money they have, the little green cash cubes will start appearing around the body, and you just go and pick them up. Some don't have any money. So at that point, I was like, wow, this is back when Grand Theft Auto 3 came out. That was what, 2000, I don't know, 2001 maybe, whenever PlayStation 2 started. This is like at least 15 years ago, Yeah, I think it was like 2001. It was when I played it. 2001, 2002. 2002. All right, definitely 2002. It was the latest that I played Grand Theft Auto 3. And I was like, wow, this is pretty in-depth. You can literally walk down the street and you can start beating people. You can start randomly shooting people. You can get in the car. You can drive over people. You're like, this is intense. This is in-depth. This is some detailed stuff. Of course, me being a sane individual, I would never do that in real life. You're sitting there playing a game. It's a bunch of pictures. It's cartoons, essentially. But these games are getting better and better and better and better to the point where Grand Theft Auto 5, oh boy, what a great game that was. Just driving. The cars looked amazing. The detail. And yes, this time when you pick up a hooker to go bang in an alley somewhere, she climbs right on top of you, and you can see it right there and then in the game. She climbs right on top of your character, and she just starts grinding. Or, you know, if some oral pleasures on the menu, they show all that. They obviously don't show any private parts or anything like that, but nowadays, sometimes you start to wonder, like, how, you know, with virtual reality now kind of starting to pick up, you really submerge yourself in some of these scenarios. And, I gotta start sounding like an old fart myself. There might be a point where some of these youths, get submerged and, maybe they would wonder, hey, I wonder if I could do this in real life because I'm practically doing it in this video game. It feels like I'm really doing it. I don't know. I'd have to talk to a psychologist. I bet it'd be good to get one for an interview or something. But anyway, look at the time. Time flies when you have fun, doesn't it? Please, please, please go to AmericaOutloud.com. Check us out. Criminal Masterminds. Go to BlueLivesMatter.blue. Then also on Facebook, on Google, search us. We're everywhere. We're celebrities. We're riding in limos. We live in high rises, and we haven't turned on a stove because we just buy and eat out all the time. Buy food, etc., and sign autographs. We're just the celebrities. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to us, to me. Criminal Masterminds, I'm Richard Tracy, signing out. Take care. Bye-bye. And of course, I didn't forget about you, Al. I didn't forget about you, buddy. What is a solo ride without the song, right? I mean, it's the best. The best ever. Take care, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you so much for listening to us, to me. And really wouldn't be doing any of this if nobody was listening. Very difficult, passionate situation. Bye, everybody.